characteristics with that parable, with the history that took place in the Millerite movement. And once we see the history in line with the characteristics, then we bring it down to the end of the world and see that it all happens again in a very concise way. And we'll discuss more of that later. But here in verse 10 of Daniel 12, the wise shall understand. And what shall they understand? Well, verse 11 onward is once again emphasizing time prophecy. Verse 11 says, and from the time the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, the pioneers understood that as 508, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up. 30 years later, the papacy set up 538, but the time period from 508 until 538 is the setting up of the papacy. And from 508, there shall be 1,290 days, which brings you to 1798. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. And by context, verse 11 and 12 could be one verse. The obvious and only starting point for both of these time prophecies is when the daily shall be taken away, 508. And if you use 508 and add 1335 to it, you come to 1843. Why would there be a blessing to come to 1843? It's in the direct context of these verses. In verse 10 that leads into the 1290 and the 1335 is describing the purification process that takes place in the Millerite movement, leading to a division between the wise and foolish virgins, the wise that understand. And there was a blessing to come to the 1843 time period. It brought you to the time period where the testing process would begin. And if you would be faithful and follow on to know the Lord, you would make up that group that began the final work of God's people on planet Earth. There's your blessing. You came to this purification time period and had the privilege of being one of those that were purified if you continued to walk by faith. And verse 13 says, but go thy way, O Daniel, but go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lots at the end of the days. And brothers and sisters, the end of what days? The end of the days, the end of these time prophecies. Daniel would stand in his lot. And what does it mean to stand in his lot? Well, you can find a few meanings that are valid in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Standing in the lot can mean standing in your grave. I don't think that one aligns with the context of this. Standing in the lot has to do with casting lots sometimes, but also standing in the lot can correctly be understood as to fulfill your purpose. At the end of the days, at the end of the time prophecies of the book of Daniel, the information in Daniel would come to light, and the book of Daniel would fulfill its purpose. And what is its purpose? Well, it has